Erech in Perches Mishnah Dalet. Now to the end of the Perek, we're going to be learning the dinim of charomos, the different types of charomos that there are. Machrim odom mitzoynoi umibkore. A person could be machrim from possessions that he has. Behemos miavodim shilchos vaknanim. And every knani is his possession. He could be machrim. He could be magdish. Umisteach was also, or his field. Vimhechrim is kulam. If he was machrim, all the above. Enemuchram. He can only be machrim part, and even of each one. If he was machrim all his tzoynu bakar, all his avadim shvachos, all his steachuzo, it's not chal, divrei rebelozo. This is gzeis hakosuv. If a person can be machrim part, why can't he be machrim the whole? The gzeis hakosuv is, the pasuk says, ach kolchem asher yachim ish lashem, Mikol Ashaloy Meodom Behemo Mistach Uzasi. The Pasuk says, Mikol Ashaloy Meodom Behemo. Part. Sort of like when a person is mafish peyo. So the peyo is a corner of the field. It can't be mafish the whole field. It can't be mafish all your tool, trumas and maizus. So you can't give the whole thing. Except over here, it's not a value. It's not a. There's no shirayim. The Santa Loch. There's a koso. The Mishnah Lemaisa gives this halach an address, divrei Rabbi Elazar. In the Mishnah is not mavur the zecholik. In fact, it sounds like the Hemshecha Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya holds that way. Let's read it first. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, ma'am legavoya, elon mershay lachim is kol nechosov. A person is not allowed to be machrim kol nechosov. If that's true, alach has kama v'kama, she odom chayiv. Leo is chos al nechosov. He's learning out of Musar that a person, there's a gzeis hakosov, that a person should not be mevazbiz nechosov to give away everything. A person is not allowed to just throw away his nechosov. You look at the Rambam in Hilchas Erech and Perches, he relates this to the takona that's mavur in the Gemara, that lo ilam al yevazbiz odom yoysim michoymish. So separate halacha, the person shouldn't give tzedakah more than a chaymish, shall leave always nechosov, should take care of his assets. Okay, fine, it's a fine halacha. Vinishvi, the loshen of divrei belos is mashmed as a chalik. That's usually divrei means is somebody else. In Tesefta's mu'u, Tanakam is chalik, but it's not mu'u in the Mishnah. L'chalik, that means that halacha is like a belos. Says the Mishnah Vaita, Mishnah Hei, Amachrim b'noi b'te avdiv shivchos o'ivrim. If somebody is machrim his children, the person does not own his children. So rather, he can't give them away. A person does not have a regular kinyan in an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a specific type of Mechudishdika kinyan with very distinct guidelines. For instance, there's no such thing as giving over an Eved Ivri as a Yerusha to one's child. You can't own another Yid. There's a halacha of an Eved Ivri, a Chiddush under certain circumstances. But he's not be'etzim, the property of the owner, even though the Gemara says, Zoyse Meres, Eved Ivri Gufo Ekoni. But that's a Chiddush, could be. That's not the Tzur of the Bibles. Now that the Mishnah says, Eina Muchromim, She'ein Odom Machrim, Dov She'ein Shaloi. It's not yours to be Machrim. Ke'anam Levim Eina Machrimim. The Charomis that we're talking about over here is the Charomis that are given, they call Cher Mekehanim. The Pasuk says that whatever is given as a Cherim, Ki Achuzas Oilom Hu Lohem, that it's the Kanam Levim can't give away lo'olam their field, and the pasuk says, "Ach kochem ashiachem ish l'Hashem mikol ashaloi misteach uzosay." Now we're not talking about Kanam Levim, so memela, the Kanam Levim don't have charomis, even though the din that we just says Rabbi Karka, but the Gemara explains, the Rav brings that we say everything is the same. The Kanam Levim can't be machrim anything. So exes hakosuv in the pasuk we just mentioned, the Torah puts together, "Ach kol cherem." Mikol Ashaloi, any of his, Metaltalin, Avodim, whatever it is, Umisteach Uzosoi. Vaisteis, whoever's limited does not have Charoma, Steach Uzosoi, doesn't have Charoma at all. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, HaKehanim Einon Machrimin, Shacharomim Shalahem. The Charomas go to Kehanim. Levim, even though they can't be Machrim, Steach Uzosoi, because it has to be Lohem, Levim Machrimim, She'en HaCharom Shalahem. He doesn't hold that they can't be machrim at all. And Adarabah, from the fact that Levim that the charamis doesn't go to levim means that they can be machrim, and they can machrim in stav chuzasa. And on that, we have a fourth opinion. Rabbi Yoimin Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'karkoiz shenema ki achuzasa elam hu lohem v'divrei b'shim v'metaltlin shena charam shalahem. The fact that moitziit by levim is ki achuzasa elam hu lohem, so that means that levim can't be machrim, karkoiz. From metaltlin, from vasnisht. Who says that karkoiz and metaltlin have to have the same din?